What's happening, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Swag Talk, the show where we cover the swag inside and out. I'm your host, Charles Wells, coming at you, and we're going to continue on our tour around the swag with our 12-team season previews. Today, we're going to talk about the Alabama State Hornets. Before we do all of that, let's go ahead and get all the socials out the way. Facebook.com/SwagTalk, Instagram.com/SwagTalk, SwagTalk76 at gmail.com is the email address. Also, Swag Talk is on YouTube now, and the page is growing rapidly, over 190 subscribers. We're going to have a video version of this episode on the YouTube channel as well, so go ahead and check that out. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, why don't you go ahead and do that. I'll save the spill for the YouTube. Also, if you want to show a little love to the show, totally optional, you can hit the Cash App, $/SwagTalk. And we're going to keep on rolling. We got a couple things coming down the pipe this week. Got a couple projects that I'm working on that we're going to roll out, and we'll go from there. So let's go ahead and talk some Hornets football. As you know, spring, this team was a fairly solid team. They weren't a great team. They did have a couple really good outings. They looked pretty good in their first game against Southern and that they ultimately lost, but the game that I think put them on the map for the fall, for the spring, was a 35-28 victory over Jackson State. Ezra Gray had a really good game running the ball in that game, 250-plus yard touchdowns in the final quarter to win that game for them. They finished 3-3 overall, 3-2 in conference. They did lay an egg against South Carolina State, but they bounced back against Valley and ultimately would lose the Magic City Classic to Alabama A&M, which officially knocked them out of the race. But this is a team that they're still, I feel like they're still a team that's very inconsistent. I think they found their quarterback in Ryan Nettles. He's a guy that a lot of people are falling in love with. He's a guy that can run and throw. He did not play his senior year of high school. He had an ACL injury, so he was really just really getting back into form in the spring. And I think the spring is going to do him well. They gave him some live reps, and he made some freshman mistakes in the first game, but he got better as the season went on. Their 1-2 punch of Gray and Merritt are two guys that I really like as runners. They both can do, you know, they can do different things. Merritt's a bigger, a more of a power back. They're almost similar size, but the Merritt's more of the power back. Gray is the speed guy. He's also a return man. So that's, you know, that's a guy that can be a threat in many different ways. They, you know, they hit you pretty well with that. And then, you know, with Ryan Nettles chipping in some yardage on the ground, that's a guy that can help their running game as well. They do lose their backup quarterback, Chris Scott, to the transfer portal. So that's a hit to the depth chart. Michael Jefferson also transferred out. He was the leading receiver on the season in terms of receptions. He went to UL Lafayette, but they do return Jahad Booker and Jeremiah Hickson. Also guys like Wallace Corker, Terrence Ellis, Grantis Poole. So they do have some threats at receiver, but Michael Jefferson was a big body receiver who was their leading receiver the last 2 or 3 years. So that's a big loss. So those guys, Booker and Hickson, are going to have to step up. Defensively is where I think the Hornets, I think they shine. They, especially up front, their defensive line is really good. Christian Clark is a big body guy. Andrew Ogletree is another guy who's really solid on the line. They have Bubba Adams, Colton Bubba Adams at linebacker. He's a guy that can come up and hit you. Ershaw Davis is a guy that can make some plays. Natron Culpepper as well. Defensively, they're very, you know, they're very solid. They do a good job of getting to the quarterback. They had 12 sacks on the spring, 39 tackles for loss. But they don't really play as well against the pass. The safety, especially their linebackers, they don't do a great job at pass coverage, but they do a good job of slowing teams down and making it tough for you to move the football. So Defensively, they can maintain that consistency, and offensively, they can gain some consistency. Because I feel like as the season went on, the offense kind of dipped a little bit. They can do better. Special teams, the kicking game still is a problem. They went 1 for 6 on field goals during the season, so that's something that definitely needs to be cleaned up. The punt game, they had two or three different guys to punt the ball, but Aubrey Grace was their main guy. He averaged 41 yards a punt, so that's definitely a good number. Return wise, Ezra Gray, the leading return man in kickoffs. He can take it to the house. He has great speed. But this, like I said, this is a team who you have to expect inconsistency from them. They are a team who has yet to put together a solid season effort week in and week out, and it's hard to see that changing, especially with the East being the way that it is on paper, being a really tough division. So you look at their schedule, and they have a pretty tough slate. A non-conference slate. They do have two Division II opponents, both in-state. They play only out of state. They only leave Alabama, I think, four times on the season. So not a lot of travel for them. They go to Tallahassee, Jackson, Itabena, and Prairie View. So not a lot of travel for them. So that's at least a good thing. They open their season up on September 4th against Miles in the Labor Day Classic. That's a game they should win. Miles is a tough Division II opponent, but I think Alabama State has enough to get by them. September 11th, they go to Auburn to take on the Auburn Tigers. Obviously, that's a tough task for the Hornets. Auburn is a SEC opponent, and they're gonna probably get in the business. They open up swag play after a week off on September 25th at home against Bethune-Cookman. Honestly, this is a matchup that I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Bethune-Cookman. Honestly, I think a lot of us are sleeping on them. Bethune-Cookman, I've been told by a few people Bethune-Cookman has not lost a game to a SWAC opponent since 2006. So obviously that's going to change at some point during the season, but they have had some history of success against the SWAC. And this is going to be a tough game for Alabama State. They're at home, but Bethune-Cookman is going to be a very solid opponent. And these are the type of games that they need to win to maintain any kind of factor in the division race, because if they lose early, they're going to find themselves in a deep hole. So I waver back and forth on this game. Like I said, this is er it's early in the season, so either team probably is nowhere near their peak. But I'm gonna go with Bethune-Cookman because I think they're the better team, and I really want to see them shine. So I don't think Alabama State will be able to win this game. If the offense plays better, then I think they have a better shot. October 2nd, they go to Tallahassee to take on Florida A&M. Again, another tough East Division opponent. The Rattlers, they have some quarterback issues to straighten out, but other than that, I think they're a very solid team. By this point, they'll be to add a few games under their belt. So I'm gonna go with the Rattlers in that one. October 9th, UAPB comes to Montgomery for homecoming. I'm not 100% sold on Pine Bluff. I think they had a really good spring. I'm not, I don't think they were a fluke or nothing like that, but I'm not 100% sold on them. And this is a game I think Alabama State can win. They were winning against Pine Bluff when when that game got canceled in the spring. I think I think they can do enough. Pine Bluff took some losses on defense in the portal. They also lost Harry Ballard at receiver, so losing a weapon like that is definitely gonna hurt. I'm gonna go with Alabama State. I think they'll send the homecoming crowd home happy after that game. So I'm looking at them to win that game, to pick up their first SWAC win of the season, second win overall. October 16th, they go to Jackson. By this point, I really do think Jackson's gonna be playing good football, so this will be a tough matchup for Alabama State. That game was a back and forth affair. And like I said, when you need two big 50-plus yard touchdowns to kind of seal a game, I think you kind of put yourself in a position that you're not playing consistent football. You're relying more on explosive plays. I think it's going to be tough for them to have that kind of success against Jackson, especially on the road. I'm going to go with Jackson State in that game. They get a week off, and then they go to Birmingham to take on Alabama A&M in the Magic City Classic. Again, this is a game that any team could win. You know, the favorites have not always won this matchup, but I feel like these two teams are in different directions. Alabama State's defense, I think, can do enough to slow down Alabama A&M for a while. I don't know if their offense will be able to maintain the tempo to keep up. If Alabama A&M defense has improved as much as some people think they have, then it's definitely going to be tough. If their defense is kind of status quo, then you could kind of see them getting into a shootout and possibly giving themselves the opportunity to win if the game becomes a back-and-forth affair. But right now, I think it's going to be a close game. I think Ryan Nettles will put on a good show with his offense. But I think A&M will have too much, and they'll get that W. Prairie View is the next matchup on November 6th. They head to Prairie View, Texas to take on the Panthers. Prairie View is a wild card team. You know, we don't really know a lot about what they are going to do. They have quarterback transfer. They still have some pieces to add on offense. The offense was not good in the spring. Defensively, they lost two huge pieces on their defense in Story Jackson and Reggie Stubblefield. So that's definitely something that they have to account for. They do have Jason Dumas on the defensive line, who's a beast. But this is a game I kind of like Alabama State a little bit more in. I think their defense is good enough to win this game. To slow Prairie View down enough, because we don't really know what Prairie View is gonna do on defense. On offense. So I'm gonna lean with Alabama State in this game. This is probably not a 50-50 game, maybe a 60-40, you know, game as far as me believing Alabama State will win. But it's a close affair on the road. I think they'll pick up the victory there. They stay on the road on November 13th when they go to Urbana to take on Mississippi Valley. Valley is tough at home. You know, they're gonna get somebody at home. This could be the game that it happens. Right now, I'm not really set on picking them to win this game. I think this will be a really close game. I think Alabama State will pull it out at the end. November 20th, they come back home to take on Texas Southern. Texas Southern, again, a team I think that's going to win a game or two in the season. I have to look at their schedule to really predict when that game will happen. This can be a close matchup as well. I think if Texas Southern's offense is playing better, it's definitely going to be a tougher game. But again, I'm leaning on Alabama State and their defense to make enough plays to get them over the hump. The Turkey Day Classic on November 25th, Thanksgiving, against Tuskegee. We know Tuskegee is a team that's given Alabama State problems over the years. Alabama State in the last 11 games actually has a losing record against Tuskegee, 4 wins and 7 losses in the last 11 games. They did beat Tuskegee 38-31 in their last matchup in 2019. So this is a game that this is no cakewalk because it's a Division II opponent. I'm just looking at some of the matchups. Like I said, they won 38-31 in 2019. Alabama State won 26-20 in 2018. In 2017, Tuskegee won 14-6. Tuskegee won 27-25 in 2012. Alabama State won 30-21 in 2011. Tuskegee won 17-10 in 2010. Tuskegee won 21-0 in 2009. Alabama State won 17-13 in 2008. In 2007, Tuskegee won 64-58. In 2006, Tuskegee won 17-10. And then in 2005, Tuskegee won 28 to 7, 28, 27. So this I say all of that to say that this game is not an automatic W just because this is a Division II opponent. And all these games are played in Montgomery in the Turkey Day Classic, or either beginning of the season matchup, but it's back to the Turkey Day Classic. This is not an easy game for Alabama State. Tuskegee is going to be a tough opponent. They play very solid football. They give Alabama State problems all the time. But I think Alabama State will win this game. Again, it's probably going to be close. They don't really blow out Tuskegee when they beat them. So I'm expecting this to be another close matchup. But I think Alabama State will win this game and finish their season out with a pretty solid winning streak. I have them winning their last four games. Looking at my projections, I'm basically picking them to win six games right now, going 6-5. A couple games can go either way. I don't think this team will win more than seven games because they have a tough slate early in the season. You know, if you disregard the Auburn game, because that game is what it is, that stretch from Bethune-Cookman to Alabama A&M, or even Prairie View, if you want to stretch it out that far, is not an easy slate. That's Bethune-Cookman, Florida A&M, UAPB, Jackson, and Alabama State. That's a five-game stretch of SWAC teams who are all probably going to be considered contenders in their division. Prairie View is a wild card if you want to include them. We don't really know where they stand right now, so I'm not going to really include them in that mix. But that's a road game, and it's not going to be an easy matchup, especially coming off of the Magic City Classic. But to play the top three teams in your division, pretty much in a row with a tough matchup against Pine Bluff sandwiched in between that, that's going to be the make or break stretch of this team. You know, they can, if they can find a way to win three out of those five games, then I think they'll find themselves in a better position in the division. But if they win anything less than two of those games, then this season is going to be pretty much over, because this stretch of the season is probably what's going to eliminate them from the race. I like their defense, but I just don't think that their defense is solid enough to win four of these games. Jackson State and Alabama A&M back to back, even though they have a bye week in between, is not going to be easy. Like I said, Pine Bluff for homecoming is not going to be easy. Going to Tallahassee, again, not an easy affair. Bethune-Cookman coming to Montgomery, that's a tough first SWAC game. And you really just I don't really like the way that the schedule is laid out for them early. It sets up great at the end. That Tuskegee matchup obviously is going to be a minefield to navigate, but Valley and Texas Southern in back-to-back weeks are a good opportunity to get you some late season momentum. Now, there also are opportunities to take losses, because I think that both of those teams will be better this year, but I don't know if they'll be good enough to beat a team like Alabama State, who is always traditionally a middle of the pack team. So I think if I had to say what their best case scenario would be, I would say 7-4. A worst case scenario, I'm gonna say 4-7. I don't think they'll finish anything lower than that. Anything, honestly, 4-7 and worse is a disaster season. I'm hovering between 5 and 6 wins for sure. This is a team who Coach Ealy, unfortunately, is on a hot seat. So a season like this may not be enough to save him. I think 7 wins is gonna keep his job. Six, it might be dicey depending on how they happen. Anything less than six, I think he may be gone. So this is a season to take a look at, and Alabama State's a team who, if they can find a way to play better and more consistent on both sides of the ball, then this is a team who can be a factor in the division race. But right now, I don't think that they will be that. I think they'll be a team who you have to be up for every week, because they are capable of catching you off guard, but they just don't play consistent enough football to be a legitimate contender, especially in a division like this that's gotten tougher. So this is a chance for them to grow at least and get better. Maybe they can put themselves in a better position for the future. But right now, I think they're solidly a middle of the pack team. So I think they will remain in that position. So that's going to do it for our Alabama State preview. Again, we'll be back on Wednesday to cover Alcorn and talk a little bit about Swag Media Day, which is on Tuesday. We have a YouTube video coming on Tuesday that I'm working on. One coming on Thursday as well. And then also our Wednesday YouTube video will cover Alcorn and a little bit of Media Day. So that's pretty much where we stand during the week. So I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and we will be back with more Swag Talk around the corner. So we'll holler at you.